friends, I have a very humiliating story to tell you about a bishop. This friend of mine went to Texas, and a friend loaned the car. And while he was being driven from one city to another, the chauffeur kept addressing him as, "Yes, Rose." "No, Rose." "That's right, Rose." And finally the bishop said, "I'm a bit curious, why do you call me Rose?" He said, "That's the way the madam told me to address you." "No," said the bishop, "it could not possibly have been that." "Well, what did he say?" He said, "You should say either Your Excellency or Your Grace." "Oh, Grace, Grace, Rose, Rose, I knew it was a lady's name." Tonight we're going to tell you about Christmas. Just suppose that you came into a city, a perfect stranger, and you saw many people walking down the street, hilarious and gay and happy and exchanging gifts and greetings with one another and showing every manifestation of affection, and you found no apparent reason for it. You would wonder if they were out of their heads. At this time, everyone is happy. I wonder if they know why they're happy. It has every aspect to being a marriage. So we shall tell you the story of Christmas in terms of dolls. Yes, dolls. But before we show you the dolls, I must tell you something about Christmas in the world and what it has done to the world. Christmas has done, first of all, something to time. And then something to space. And finally, to the missing link. First of all, Christmas did something to time. Everyone is born in a certain era of time, save one. When eternity came to this earth and established his beachhead in Bethlehem, time was struck with such a terrific impact that it was split in two. That is why all the periods of history are divided since the first Christmas into the period of before Christ and after Christ, Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. And even the communists who deny God and are antichrist, they nevertheless have to date all of their newspapers as 1,953 years after his birth. And then space, too, was turned upside down. The Greeks used to believe that their gods were dwelling on Olympian heights, and that worried them to some extent. Because if God is way up there, what does he know about our suffering? They wanted a God who was down in the dust of human lives. God that was way up there, what did he know about being a refugee? Or being homeless? Was he ever betrayed? Did he ever suffer? Did he ever come close to death? And when the Son of God was born under the floor of the world, he shook the foundations of the world and turned space upside down. For up until then, mothers always used to say, as they held children in their arms, "Heaven is way, way up there." But the day that this woman held a babe in her arms, it was true to say that she looked down to heaven. And finally, the missing link is related to Christmas. During the last 100 years, men have been concerned about finding their relationship to the beast. And it is during that period of time that man has most acted like a beast. Christmas is the discovery of the missing link. Not the link that binds a man to the beast, but the link that binds man to God. And that divine babe is the real caveman, born in the cave of Bethlehem. And the light that is shining in his eyes is not that of a beast coming to the dawn of reason, but the light of a God coming to the darkness of men. And his name is not Piltdown. His name is Christ, for he is the link being God and man between both. For life, we discover now, is not a push from below, but a gift from above. Such is Christmas in relationship to history. Now, I'm going to explain it to you in terms of dolls. And you see, there are dolls who have been broken. And you've heard the music, have you not, of Miss Peavy? She takes the part of a doll, and she wonders whether the little girl will love her anymore. Listen to her now, as she asks the girl.
I'm a little doll who was dropped and broken, falling off my mommy's knees. I'm a little doll who has just been mended. Now won't you tell me, please? Are my ears on straight? Is my nose in place? Have I got a cute expression on my face? Are my blue eyes bright? Do I look all right to be taken home Christmas Day? When I first came here just a month ago, brought in by a little girl who loved me so, she began to cry. Till they told her I could be taken home Christmas Day. Christmas time is drawing nearer, and I'm getting scared. Wish I could see in a mirror how I've been repaired. I'll be called for soon, but I'm worried so. Will she love me like she did a month ago? Are my ears on straight? I can hardly wait to be taken home Christmas Day.
Here are some of the broken dolls that we're going to use to illustrate Christmas. Which one is the Tony? This one has an Italian hairdo. It looks like spaghetti. This has a hole in its head. It's very open-minded. And this one was asked a question about whether or not he was a loyal American and he hid behind the Fifth Amendment and lost his head to Russia. This is the only boy in the lot. He asked for a woman's hand and found the rest of his life he was under her thumb. Well, these are the broken dolls, and the little girl was very much concerned with the broken dolls, and she asked the broken dolls if they would like to be mended. And they were rather indifferent to it, and then she said, well, how would you like to become a little girl? You have only sawdust brains, and you've got just a rag heart. You have no life in you. Wouldn't you like to be alive just as I am? And the little doll said, first of all, how do we know there's any such thing as a life beyond us? We only know sawdust. And then The doll said, that means we'd have to get cleaned up, doesn't it? And we like to be dirty. So the little girl was very much concerned as to what she could do to induce the girls to become, the dolls to become little girls. And she heard of a lady that could make the most beautiful doll that ever lived, though she'd never made a doll. And the little girl, whose name was Gundi, sent an angel to this beautiful lady and asked her to make a doll. And the little girl, in order to teach the dolls what they should be, became a live doll, and this is the little girl. And the little girl told the dolls that if they would become alive like she was, they could think and they would know things that they never knew before, and they would also love one another. And she did everything she could to induce the girls, the dolls, to become little girls. And some of the little dolls did consent to be little girls, and then the others went off to the psychiatrist. Now to make the application. These dolls here represent human nature. Battered and weary, worn, full of anxieties and fears, have some knowledge but is very incomplete, have an aspiration for goodness, but there still does not seem to be enough inner power to implement that desire. And then, too, there's a kind of a drag toward evil. And God wants to know if they would like to become not just creatures, but His children. And just as the dolls became little girls so that they were alive with the life of a human being, so God asked that man become a child of God. And He did not want to destroy human freedom. So what He did was to come to this earth as a man. He went to the most beautiful woman who ever lived, and through an angel said to her, "Will you give me a man?" And the woman said, "Fiat, be it done." Just as the little girl had gone to a great lady and asked to become a doll, so that she had within herself her own human nature and her own human personality, and with it, the nature of the doll, so too God asked this woman to give Him a man, so that in the person of Christ, there was the nature of a man, there was the nature of God. They were united in the person of God. Just as imperfectly, I have a body, I have a soul, the nature of each is different, but I'm still one person. And so He came to this earth in order to try to induce us, in order to change our nature, to be more than we are. He pointed to all creation that He had made. And He said here, for example, chemicals are becoming plants, and plants are becoming animals, and animals are being transformed into man. Why should not man be transformed into something divine? Not that man would ever be as divine as he is. Man could in some way share his nature, and then have added to his human reason light that transcended human reason, namely the light of faith. And then have added to his will strength and an energy and a power that was not of earth, that would enable him to do the things that were good and righteous. Therefore, you see, when he came to this earth, it was not to give us a code, it was not to give us a law, it was not to have some secretaries write books that we might read and carry about with us, merely as we might carry about Plato or Socrates. It was rather that we might be infected with his divine life, not just be men, but children of God. And when finally eternity came to time and housed himself in that flesh ciborium of his blessed mother, remember that at Christmas you cannot separate a babe from a mother. If you do, you will soon separate Christ from Christmas. And he housed himself in his mother. And she sought about for a place where he might be born. And following an edict of Caesar Augustus, she went to the royal city of Bethlehem, for she was of a royal family. And the story simply is, you remember, there was no room in the inn. The Creator came to this earth, and there was no room for him in room for the Maleks, the Vyshinskis, no room in the inn. The inn is the gathering place of public opinion. There was no room there. And there in this place, it was called the House of Bread, Beit Lechem in Hebrew. He, the living bread, is laid in the place of food. The manger. And the angels speak to the shepherds and say, and this will be to you a sign. A sign of what? A sign that God is on earth in the form of a man. What will be the sign? This will be the sign. A babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Omnipotent, swathed in the bonds of humanity. Eternity entire. Omnipresence in bonds. The bird that built the nest is hatched therein. And there came to the babe shepherds and wise men. Shepherds, those who know, they know nothing. Wise men, those who know, they do not know everything. Never the man with one book. Never the man who thinks that he knows. The only two who ever find the God-man are the very humble and simple like the shepherds, and the very learned like the wise men. Now the Christmas is on us. The problem that confronts each and every one of us is, what does it profit Christ to be born in Bethlehem 1,000 times unless he's also born in our own hearts. Not everyone wants to be born like the dolls. Not every one of them wanted to be clean. Some of them say they want to have their nature changed. And then the others run off to Freudian psychoanalysts. Those who want their nature changed find themselves living in a different world with a different mind and a different love. And they're so very happy. Do you want to go through life with sawdust brains? With rag hearts? Loveless bodies? That's the challenge of Christmas. It is not something that has happened. It is something that is happening. And hence the great question that we have to ask is, in terms of the doll, is my heart on straight? Is my soul in place? Do I have a love expression on my face? Is my soul full of God's light? Do I look all right to be taken to the crib on Christmas morn?